We're picking up on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The previous Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph had discussed what happens if the rain does not begin falling when we expect it to. So the Mishnah, the bottom Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph said that if we reach Rosh Chodesh Kislev and it still has not rained, so we decree three public fasts. So now our Mishnah continues. What happens? Our Mishnah picks up Avru Eluv Lo Nenu. If these three fasts pass and the Klai Yisrael were still not answered, it still did not rain. So Basin goes in Gimel Tani Yosacheres Al Tzibor. So then the Basin declares another three public fasts on the community. In these three fasts, Ochlin Veshosin Miba Odiyom, you may only eat and drink from the previous day before, but the previous night is ushered to eat. It's a 24 or 25 hour fast. Vastorn b'malach, and similarly on the fast day, it's ushered to do work. Uberechitza uvasicha v'nila sasana l'tashrin shamita. And it is also prohibited for rechitza to bathe oneself, sicha anoint oneself, nila sasandal to wear leather shoes, v'tashrin shamita or marital relations. V'noalin esamer chatzos, and also the basin would close down all the public bathhouses on those fast days. Avru Eluv Lo Nenu, if these three fasts would pass and we were still not answered, it still did not rain. Basin goes in Alem Od Sheva. So then Basin declares a series of another seven fasts. So 3 plus 3 plus 7. Shehen Yad Gimel Tanya Shel Tzibur, which make up a total of 13 fasts for the community when it does not rain. Hare Elu Yaseros Al Harishonos. These last ones, meaning the middle and second group, go beyond the first group. The very last group of Tanios go beyond the first fast. In what way? Hare Elu Yaseros Al Harishonos. They're more than the first ones. In what way? Shebe Elu Masrin, because in this last group we call out. We want to discuss what does the word Masrin mean. Does it mean shofar? Does it mean a certain type of tefillah? V'noel in Esachanios, and also we also close the stores on the last set of seven fast days. And again, these fast days are always Monday and Thursday. So the Mishnah just adds on, B'sheni, and on Mondays, Matan im Chashecha, we will kind of tilt or lean open the doors towards evening. We will slightly open the doors to the stores towards evening so people can buy food to break their fast. B'chamishim mutar b'nei kavod Shabbos, but on Thursday, we would leave the store open in order to allow people to buy things that are necessary for Shabbos, for Kavod HaShabbos. Avru Eluv Lo Nenu, if these last seven fasts pass and they still were not answered, it did not rain. So from then on, there are no more public fasts, but in general, throughout the winter, throughout the rainy season, b'matin b'masu, matin, people would minimize and limit the business they would do. B'bininu b'netia, the amount of building, the amount of planting, they would do be'erusin v'nesuin, and people would not get married, or they would limit that at least. U'b'she'i l'shalom b'in el m'chaver, we would even limit how much we greet each other. We would do all these things to show kibnei adam hanizufim l'makom, as if we were people that are being punished and criticized and being outcast from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly angry at us and he's not sending us rain, so we act in a way to reflect that. And HaYechidim, but the pious individuals, Chozer Nisan and Ad She'etzei Nisan, they would continue to fast until Nisan passed. Yetzei Nisan V'yari Gesham, if it didn't rain the whole winter, then Nisan passes and then it rains already towards the beginning of summer, Simen Klala, so that rain is not good, that's only going to be a further sign of curse. Shin Amar, as the Pasuk says, Shmuel says, Hello, Kisir Chitim Hayom, it's already the harvest of the wheat, meaning it's already past Nisan, and if it rains then, the Navi says it's bad. Okay, so these are the next series of fasts when it does not rain. Continuing in the Gemara says, referring to the second set of three fasts, the first set in this Mishnah, Bishlama Kulhu Isbuhu Tanuk. I understand why the Mishnah prohibits everything it does, because all those things are matters of enjoyment, meaning rechitza, vasich, v'tashmi, shamita, washing, anointing, and marital relations. I understand why those are prohibited, because all those provide enjoyment, and on the fast day we want to limit our pleasure. Aval malacha, but work, tsarhu, work is pain, work is hard work, right? So why would we limit malacha on a fast day? That's not decreasing our pleasure. If anything, perhaps it increases pleasure that we don't have to go to work. So what's the source for that? So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Amar Kra, he said, the pasuk says in Yoel, when the Navi declares a fast day after locusts had eaten all the crops, Kadshu Tzom Karu Atzara Isu Zekanim, that we should set aside a fast, declare a day of gathering, and Atzara Isu Zekanim, gather together the elders. So the Gemara darshins, it's supposed to be, what does it mean in Atzara? That should be Ke'atzeres, like Atzeres, meaning like Yontiv, which is referred to Atzeres. Meaning Shavuos is referred to Atzeres, and Shmini Atzeres is obviously referred to Atzeres. So Ma Atzeres Aser Basiyas Malacha, just like on Yontiv, it's prohibited from doing any work. Aftanis Aser Basiyas Malacha, so too on fast days, it is prohibited from doing work. So the Gemara says, if that's the source, Ima Atzeres Mei Orsa, Aftanis Nami Orsa. If so, we know Yontiv, it's prohibited to do work Mei Orsa from the previous night. Aftanis, so too, the fast day should be prohibited to do work from the previous night. And we'll learn on the next Amma that it's only prohibited to do work during the daytime, not during the nighttime. So Amma Rabbi Zera said, Lididi, Mefarshali, Minei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Rabbi Amma explained it to me. Amma Kra, the Pasuk says, that same Pasuk is quoted as a source, Isfu Zakanim, that they are to gather together the elders. So this halacha of being like an Atzeres, of being prohibited to work, is Dumya Dasifa Zakanim, is compared to, similar to, the gathering of the elders. Masifa Zakanim Bayom, just like the elders would only gather together during the daytime. Aftsom Nami Bayom, so too the Tzom, with respect to the Isser Malacha, is only during the daytime. Ve'ema Mitira, but maybe if it's during the daytime, maybe they would gather together in the afternoon, in the Tira, so maybe the Isser Malacha, the prohibition from doing work, should only be from the afternoon, not from the very beginning of the morning. Amar of Shisha Breder of Edi, the son of Edi said, Messiah later of Huna, this is a support for Huna Damar, who said, Mitzafre Kinufia, that whenever they would have fast days, the minhag was to gather together in the morning, in the Tzafra. And therefore, when the Pasuk refers to gathering together the elders, it refers to the morning, and therefore the prohibition to do work is in the morning time. Let's see Rashi on this so far. Rashi Kachu Tzom Karu Atzara Isfu Zakanim, declare a fast, make a gathering, gather together the elders. Rashi just finishes the pasuk for us. Kol Yeshua Aretz, with everyone who lives here, Beis Hashem Elokeichem, to the Beis Hamikdash, V'zalku El Hashem, will cry out to Hashem. Ma Atzeres, just like Atzeres, Rashi says Shavuos Ushmini Atzeres. Atzeres is another name for Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres. Ima Atzeres. Just like Atzeres is Isser Melachto Mei Orsa, there is a prohibition from doing work from the nighttime. So too, the Gemara suggests, on fast days, it should be prohibited to do work at night time. So we say, no, Dumi Adasifa Sakanim Bayom, as you compare to the gathering of elders, which is during the day. Debalayla Kol Echad Bebeso, because at night time each person stays in his home, Ve'inan Esaf, and they don't gather together. How do you know it's from the morning? Maybe it's in the afternoon. So Messiah Leila Rav Huna, this is a support for Rav Huna. Rashi says, Hadab Shita Lach, Asifa Sakanim Bayom, this that it's obvious to you that the Asifa Sakanim is during the daytime. That's like Rav Huna, who says, Da'amra mitzafri kinufya, that they would gather together in the morning. V'yom tanasi, where the morning of the day of a fast, miskapsin uba'in lebeis al-kinesis min aboker, they would all gather together and come to the shul from the morning time. Okay. Back in the Gemara. So the Gemara now asks, okay, they would gather together in the morning, third line up from the bottom, towards the end of the line. Heichi avdi. But what would they do? What would they do when they gather together? Amar Abaya says, Mitzafra ad pago de yoma ma'ininan b'mili demasa. From the morning till midday till noon, they would look into the matters of the city, meaning they would think about their actions and make sure that they're not doing any sins, and if they had made any mistakes, they would try to fix their mistakes. Mikan ve'ilach, from then on, in the afternoon, Riva de yoma, for a quarter of the day, meaning the third quarter of the day, Karinan b'safra b'afterasa, they would read from the Torah and the half Torahs from the Navi for a fast day. Mikan ve'elach, and for the rest of the day, the last quarter of the day, ba'in and rachamim, they would daven for Hashem to forgive them, and this case for the rain to come. Shnemar, the pasuk says, va'ikumu amdam, they got up in their places, va'ikaru b'sefer Torah Hashem elokeihem, and they read from the Sefer Torah of Hashem, revias ayom, for a quarter of the day, Uravias, and for another quarter of the day, Misvadin Umshtachavim Hashem Elokehem. They confess their sins and bow down to Hashem. So This is referring to a fast day that Ezra and Nehemiah had declared. So we see that a quarter of the day they would read from the Torah, and a quarter of the day they would do tshuva and tefillah and cry out to Hashem. So the Gemara says, Epoch Anav, and maybe I should flip it. Maybe they would read from the Torah and daven in the morning, and they would look into the matters of the city. They would investigate their actions in the second half of the day. Lo sagadaitach, the Gemara says, you shouldn't think that. Why? Because the Pasuk says also regarding Ezra and Nehemiah, Ve'elai ye'esfu kol chared b'divrei elokei Yisrael al me'al hagola. Now he says that they would all gather to me, everyone who was chared b'divrei elokei Yisrael, people who trembled at the words of Hashem, al me'al hagola, regarding the sins of the galus. So the first Pasuk says they would come and discuss the sins. Uksiv, and then the next Pasuk says uvimincha's ha'erev, and by the afternoon carbon, the tamid, which was slightly afternoon, kamti mitanisi, I got up from my fast, v'efrasa kapai el Hashem, I spread out my hands to Hashem, and I davened to Hashem. So we see that the davening only took place in the second half of the day. So too in our fast days, the first half of the day, we investigate the matters of the city, investigate our sins, and then we read from the Torah and daven in the second half of the day. Rashi, from the previous Amud, Ma'inin and B'mili Damasa, they would look into the matters of the city. Drisha v'chakir, they would investigate and look into. Livdug v'masayim, to check their actions. V'iske b'nei ir, amongst the dealings of the people of the city. Im gezel v'chamas b'neim, if perhaps there is any theft or anything stolen amongst them, and if there would be mufaisina, so they would appease one another, they would return the gazelle, and they would say they're sorry, and they would make sure that there is no, you know, nothing in between any two members of the city. Hey, Avdi, what would they do? This really should be before the previous Rashi. My Avdi b'knufir demitzafer, what would they do in the morning when they would gather together? Ubuchula yoma detanis, and during the whole day, what was the schedule? So the Gemara says, Riba de yoma, for a quarter of the day, mechatzos ve'elach, Osim Beis Chalakim, from noon onwards, they would divide into two portions, into the third and fourth quarter of the day. But Palgan, one of those halves, Dahainu Riva, meaning Diyoma, meaning a quarter of the day, Kar Vayachal Moshe, Umaftir and Dirshu as Hashem Behemoth, so they would read from the Torah, this is what our custom is to read, from Vayachal Moshe, and they would say the Haftorah, they would read the Haftorah of Dirshu as Hashem Behemoth. Continue Rashi in the next Amud. Epochana, perhaps I should flip it. Depago the Yomakama Havukaru Umaftari Uboi Rachami. Then the first half of the day they would read from the Torah and half Torah, and they would daven Udich Palgamaini, and only on the second half would they look into the matters of the city. So we say Al Me Al Hagula. The Navi says first people would come to discuss the sins. Rashi just continues the pasuk for us. Veni Yashiv Mishomim, and I sat there astonished regarding the sins. Ad Minchas Ha'erev, until the afternoon offering. Minchas Ha'erev, and with the afternoon offering, kamti mitani saya, got up from my fast, ubakari bigdi, and from tearing my clothes, umi'ili, and my coat, v'echara'a, albirkaya, bowed down, bent down on my knees, v'efrasa kapaya l'Hashem elokai, and I spread out my hands to Hashem, meaning I davened. U'minchas erev kamti, I got up at in the afternoon, alma be'idach palga boy rachm, you see, and only the second half of the day they davened, ad pani, until the end of the day. Mechlal, and from that we can infer to Palgakam, in the first half of the day, Ma'ayini b'mili demas, that's when they would look into the matters of the city. Benechamia ben Chiklia Ksiv, this is Be'ezra, this is, Nechamia was saying this pasuk, it's written in the book of Ezra, Ve'ilai ye'asfu, they gathered to me, Lihayu ma'asfin u'boyin, Tovin Shebahem, the good people would come and gather to me, La'agid lefanai al ma'al v'chet hagol la'afrisham, and they would tell me about the sins of the gullets in order that we should separate them in order to do tshuva on these sins. Mishomim, and I was astonished, Ishtorde, Rashi gives the old French word, al ma'alam, regarding their sins, shemisvadin, that they were admitting. Adam in chaserev, until the afternoon offering, meaning mechatzot ve'elach, from noon onwards, shatzel, nota, from that point on, the shadows begin to tilt and lean in the other direction, because the sun now is going down on the other half of the sky. Can I read Mesechus Yuma, as we say Mesechus Yuma, Silusei de Avram, that the time of Avram's davening, meaning mincha, was mishachri, closely, when the walls began to be darkened, meaning because the sun was going down towards setting in the second half of the day. Kamti mitanisa, I got up from my fast, Rashi explains Lo Shemitz An Ad Mincha. It doesn't mean that he only fasted until Mincha, then he Vacher Kach Ochel, and then he ate. Elo, what does it mean? Klomer Mitzar Nafshe, from the pain of my nefesh, from my soul, Bukari, and from tearing my clothes. V'im Shani Korea Bigdayu Milai Haisi Mispalel Kadesh Esrasa, and with the fact that I had just torn my clothes and my coat, I would get up to daven. So when he says, I got up for my fast, not that he stopped fasting, but just from amongst his fast, while fasting, he would get up and daven. Okay. So I think we'll stop here.